Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Praise God, worship team. Thank you for leading us in such beautiful worship every Sunday. I really look forward to this session, so thank you very much. Praise God, LAT. This is the day that the Lord has made. It is a day for us to rejoice and be glad. My name is Caroline Wusinje, and I am happy to be your messenger or message bearer this Sunday. Today, I'm going to share from a personal experience that I've had during this lockdown, and this is specifically to do with the church not having physical meetings and the impact that this has had on me as a Christian. I share this because I believe that there might be someone who has had this same experience or a similar experience. And I hope that in sharing my story, we can stand together and encourage one another. And also pray for each other and come out better on the other side. So I am someone whose spirit man thrives extremely well in the corporate gatherings we have in the body of Christ, be it Sunday service, the fellowships, Bible studies, name it, and I'll probably be in favor of it. So I love Sunday church so much. I love the worship that we enjoy on Sundays, and I feed off that worship so much. In fact, on the Sundays, when it is said that the sound wasn't good or the praise wasn't on point, I really don't understand what that means, because with all our worship sessions, I'm always deep in the zone. I also love the physical sharing of the word, and that is through the sermons and the testimonies that we have on Sundays. And I especially love and admire the openness and the vulnerability in our sharing as a church. And then after the sermons, after the church service, in true LAT tradition, I love the after church conversations that happen inside and outside the church building. These are usually the most random conversations, from something the preacher said to maybe challenges with timekeeping for, you know, those of us who, you know, yeah. So you find conversations about dresses and shoes, or someone planning a birthday party. One never really knows what direction the conversations that take place will go on any Sunday, but it always brings me such joy to get to know our visitors and to talk with fellow church members and really just enjoy the spirit of community. So these things feed my soul and contribute very largely to my growth in the things of God and in loving His people. And this is why I very rarely miss church. And it is also why this lockdown on church gatherings has been very difficult for me. I have not been to a church gathering in months, which means the only people I meet, or the only people I meet with, are my little children and a few adults who are not necessarily Christ-oriented. So I have struggled with solo worship and with reading my Bible. And while these were disciplines I had practiced so long, I now realize that the regular church meetings re-energized me for them, or re-energized them for me. So without those meetings, my energy just kept waning until I felt just out of it. So I started wondering and asking God and asking myself how I can get back on track even without the physical meetings, especially since we don't know when we'll meet again. So I needed something that was sustainable and that I could do consistently and be able to get back on track. One of the things that helped me and is still helping me is listening to at least one sermon daily. So this ranges from sermons from LAT to sermons from other churches. So for example, the LAT sermons from the pastor are available on the website. For those who don't know the website, it is lat.church. Okay, that is www.lat.church. So I listen to past sermons from LAT. I also listen to sermons from other churches. And when I can, I take down notes, because this helps me to digest the message and to remember what God is saying to me during this season, during this time. Another thing I have found helpful is to keep a record of things that I'm grateful for. And this I do daily, or I have to do daily for me to stay in the presence of God. I hope you know that when you are not reading your Bible or praying or worshiping, you end up slacking in many areas of your life. In many cases, your work suffers, your relationships are affected, and your morals and mindset take an undesirable turn. So if you do not stay intentionally mindful of the things God is doing in your life, you can end up feeling lost or disconnected and sometimes totally forgotten by God. So if you've been in that situation, if you've been in that place where you feel like you're losing that connection or you're feeling lost or you're feeling forgotten by God, please, please, please mindfully take a break every day to thank God for at least 2 or 3 or 4 or even more things that he has done for you that day or that week or the previous day. And just write them down, because at the end of the week, when you're feeling despaired or feeling forgotten again, that list that you've been writing down every day or that you've been writing down throughout the week or throughout the month, that list might be the only thing that reminds you that God still loves you and cares for you, even when you do not feel it with your emotions or you don't see it around you. But when you have that record to keep going back to keep referring to, it reminds you that God is still God, that his love does not depend on your emotions or how connected you feel, and he is still the same. Another thing you can do if you're feeling disconnected or if missing church is having a negative effect on you is to try as much as you can to meet with a Christ-centric friend or two and enjoy some fellowship with them. Use that time to read the word together, to sing some worship songs, and to share what is on your heart. It might not be church as we want it, but where 2 or 3 are gathered together in his name, the Spirit of God is there in the midst of them. There is so much power in community. There is so much power in sharing. There's so much power in worshiping together, in praying together, in reading the word together, and in just even meeting people who are of like mind to just share and talk about things, talk about challenges, talk about the joys of life, talk about work, talk about family, talk about money, share about many things. Just make it a time of sharing so that you still have a community, even if it's a smaller one, just have a community that you connect to on a regular basis. Of course, remember to observe SOPs with these physical meetings and keep yourself and those around you safe. The goal of these things that I've shared is to stay in the presence of God and to stay aware of his hand in your life and on your life, even when the things around you seem contrary to that. As I close, I want to thank God for LAT and for the church administration and for everything they do to keep us fed and to keep us in fellowship. Like I shared that I've struggled with not having church on Sundays and with us not meeting, the sermons that are shared, the word for the week, the prayer direction every Thursday, the testimonies that Rachel sends us every so often, these things have really been priceless gems for me during this time. And I also want to encourage us, the members, to keep sharing these testimonies, keep sharing the words of encouragement, because they lift us up and give us hope as we pray, even if we are not meeting like we would love to. So I pray that you will not lose yourself during this time, that you will find other ways to stay connected. The things I've shared are not the only things you can do. There are other things that might work for you that I may not have shared. And if you're having difficulty, feel free to also ask somebody what they are doing to stay connected during this time. Maybe they are meeting with another family, or they are meeting with a neighbor or someone in the neighborhood on Sundays or other days to have some fellowship. So find out what you can do to stay connected and make sure you do not lose yourself as we wait to meet again. So the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord bless your work and your families and your loved ones. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you perfect peace. Thank you for spending this time with me and have a very beautiful week.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.